Jacqueline Kozak-Thiel is the state's first sustainability coordinator, working with sustainability coordinators in each county and other federal, private, and community partners. Sustainability is a priority defined in our 2050 state plan.
It's called the people's definition because there was such a community process to identify what sustainability means in Hawaii.
We agreed sustainability means balancing the environment, economy, and social fabric with Hawaiian culture as a basis for understanding.
And the last part recognizes sense of place, the sense of island culture. So it's a really beautiful definition that is now part of our state law. How do you think about all of these things at once, not only in a building, but in a community? What we come up with here might be really helpful to the rest of the world because right now we're so unsustainable with importing so much of our energy and food and being the endangered species capital of the U.S. and not having affordability for a lot of people. All of those things are a catalyst to think about, well, how do we need to do it differently?
Could this sustainable approach apply to Kaka'ako? For example,
internationally, there's a mass migration into urban areas. And so how we design our cities is going to be one of the most important challenges of the century. The things that excite me about Kaka'ako is a lot of the youth involvement. How do you cultivate a sense of place and a sense of pride of where you live? That's where community dialogue is so important. When people ask me, what's one thing I can do to advance sustainability? And of course, it's things like turning off your lights, using less water, and growing your own food. But one thing that I really tell people is civic engagement is really the most important thing all of us can do to ensure a sustainable Hawaii. And so I think the Hawaii Clean Energy Initiative really illuminates the need of setting a goal for ourselves.
Setting goals allows continuity for problem solvers and metrics to assess progress.
There's a shared vision, and that was something Nainoa Thompson talked about from the perspective of the Polynesian Voyaging Society and the Worldwide Voyage. What Hawaii has to share with the world is how you come together around a shared destination and paddle together in that direction.
The Hawaii Green Energy Initiative is bringing public and private entities together to formulate concrete targets like 70% clean energy by 2030, 50% local food production, reversal of natural resource loss, and building a local green workforce.
The beautiful thing is people have a lot of shared values. I think something so important to me, too, is how do you honor people's time? Everyone's so busy. It really is all of our kuleana to honor that input and take action. If we have solar panels everywhere and amazing boutique local food, if it's only for part of the population, we didn't do it right.
Kozak-Thiel says she sees so many industrious people all over the state building networks in their communities and trying new ideas.
I see a lot of young people that did go away for college and come back. They want to love their city. They're like, oh, it's so cool to love your city. So that's like the piece of Kaka'ako that I'm excited about. Every little act adds up. One of the goals of sustainability, too, is citizen empowerment. Really, it's about creating a more abundant life, reconnecting to each other in our community. So many of the actions that help to build a sustainable future also are really, really fun.
Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.